Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Fabiola Fernandez, a religious nun from the Indian state of Goa. She belongs to the Congregation of the Missionary Sisters of Immaculate, popularly known in India as Nirmala Sisters. She is the fifth of eight children born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family. In the second part of this interview today, Sister Fabiola speaks about her approach to life and mission. Our faithful witness of today, Sister Fabiola Fernandez of Goa, India, shares with us her own faith experiences, her mission, and more. Sister Fabiola, welcome back to Vatican Radio.
Thank you.
Last week, you explained your faith experiences at home, and you also said you were surrounded by people of other faiths. How, in some way, their faith affected you and yours affected them?
Yes, it is in both the ways. But today when I reflect, sometimes it is giving negative aspect of the people who live, no? But in our time, this negative aspect was not there. Suppose one feast, it is a Hindu feast, we would be in their house to eat along with them, to share their joy with us. If it is a Christmas, they would come to our houses. Faith aspect as such, they would leave their aspect of faith, we would leave our aspect of faith, but there was no division. But many times felt they liked ours because they used to enjoy that we go for Sunday Mass. Okay, we would dress up and would go. But in us, the joy was to go and to pray. And also, even when we are playing in the house towards the evening, when the church bell rings, we all used to return back to home. In some way, maybe it was affecting them. They used to feel, why your religion is like this? You people go back, you will play again, we'll continue. And we say, no, no, we have rosary in the house. So sometimes it also attracted them to come and to listen what it is. Maybe they felt bored for 45 minutes, 1 hour to attend our rosary. But okay, we lived together, there was sharing, there was this transmission of joy, I feel.
After that, you became a nun. You already had a spirituality inculcated by your parents. Did you find the same in the convent?
No doubt. It is the same spirituality. Maybe in course of time, I only strengthened this spirituality. Okay. Because in the convents with the different trainings, what we get, the way we come more closer to God, there is time to sit, to pray. Okay, in the family, it's all together, but it's the same thing. Only thing, I deepen it.
Have you ever found in a difficult situation where your faith came as a help?
As I have said before, I feel that things are not difficult at all because this is what I have learned from my parents also. Nothing is difficult. It is part of life. So whenever certain things came on my way while I was making this journey, I never felt it is difficult, but always felt that faith is helping to live the moments of life. I never come across, because even today I am here in Italy, people are curious to know, is it difficult? How is life? And I say, for me, everything is okay. Even I remember yesterday I met my mother general and she is asking me, how are you? And I say, I am fine as always. And she asks me in quote, what is as always? Because I don't feel when difficulties are coming, they bring us down, we should cry. Or no, I only feel like my parents, they are part of life. But what is helping me to take them is only faith.
This is the year of faith in the Catholic Church. What's your congregation doing in this regard?
We decided many things in our communities, especially giving importance to the Word of God. Made it compulsory for us, like to celebrate every week Word of God celebration. So we live the Word of God, and then on Saturday we come together to share which day, which Word of God helped me in what way. And it is very inspiring, because I can be aware that I lived today's Word of God in this way. It helped me in this way. But the other member of my community may not be aware. So it's a moment for us to share with each other, to inspire each other. And there we come to know each other also, how that person took that event in her life, or how I took that event in my life. Also, we have taken up the adoration, using more of a Word of God during it, celebrating the Word every moment whenever we come together.
As a Catholic, and more as a nun, how do you share your faith experience with others?
Outside, not so easy to share with somebody directly with your words, but indirectly we can share it in many ways. Maybe I am traveling in a bus, I am standing, if I am very serene, people may not tell me that I am serene, but they may see, if suppose one person was sad, not finding hope in life, when he looks at me, he should find that hope in him. I believe so much in actions, how I live my life. Maybe a small smile to somebody, maybe little serenity on my face. My way of communicating is giving joy what I have inside. And for this, every day I pray, God, you give me little joy today, so that not with words so much, but maybe even silently, serenely, this way of transmitting I love so much. This is how I communicate, transmit.
Share with us one or two outstanding faith experience of yours.
Outstanding experience, maybe I can say, before joining, that was in the year 1995. I did have to fight little with my parish priest for discerning my vocation. When I wanted to join this missionary congregation, since I was working with him, he knew like how much I could do for our own people in Goa. And in that way, he was holding me so much that I should join only the local congregation. While my deep down desire was to be a missionary, I still remember my eldest sister, when I was making this discernment, she said to me, Fabi, you decide for yourself, but I would say, be a missionary. You see, in us also, someone else has implanted the faith. So that moment when I was discerning where I have to go, because I didn't want to hurt my parish priest also. At that moment, I didn't know also how to discern. So I was also trying to take everybody's opinion. Could it be this way? Could it be that way? And I think that was the first experience in my life wherein I felt God was directing me directly at that moment. My sister had taken me to Bombay to decide, because she felt in Goa the different congregations were also coming to my house, because parish priest had already informed she may go out to join some other. Before that, you go and bring her. And so I could find every time sisters coming to me, to our house, speaking to me, trying to take me. And I didn't know at that moment how to discern. And my sister took me to Bombay and she said, now you live in peace. And I still remember she was working in Glaxo company, and she would leave me in Bandra church in the morning when she goes for work, and evening when she returns back, she would pick me. And whole day, what I was doing there, I have no idea. It's a church of Mother Mary. I would see all the devotees coming, praying and all that. Maybe I too have prayed. That was the first discernment, because after a week of my prayer there, I realized God was telling me clearly to be a missionary. That was my first faith experience, that in prayer I can discern something what I want. Because I felt that maybe I would have pulled myself somewhere else. If it was not in prayer, I would have not taken the step.
Being a youth, what would you like to say to young people around the world?
To all the people who find very difficult to believe in God or to come close to God, I would only say, if not in direct actions, at least with your life. It's not needed always, I should go to church and I should pray. Okay, that is the second step we take. But the first step, to be happy with yourself, to find serenity within yourself, the first step could be this. At least be happy in what you are doing. And then automatically God will take power and He will lead to the second step of reaching to Himself. And I would say never to lose hope in life.
Thank you, Sister Fabiola.
Thank you also. Thank you to all of you who listened to me.
That was Sister Fabiola Fernandez of Goa, India, sharing with us her faith experiences. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Sister Fabiola Fernandez from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.